Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. I wanted to talk about how going through some typically important life transitions may impact your finances. This comes up a lot, but more recently, it's been on my mind that I wanted to go through this a bit. I've many times felt like my finances were on hold during these bigger events in my life. And we talk to people all the time going through things like this. So what I'm referring to when I talk about these life transitions, I'm referring to, generally speaking, a point in time when you're going through something that might alter your finances either a little or a lot, or you have a feeling that your things, that your finances are on hold. As opposed, I'm setting this up in opposition to other periods of your life where you're just kind of gliding through. You're working, going about your business, and likely saving money, no extraordinary expenses. Now, even though during these times, unexpected events, unplanned circumstances can change your finances and make you feel a bit uncertain, these are these smoother periods of life where you're just kind of going along. Let's go through some examples here. A big one would be moving, going to a new home, maybe uprooting your family, uncertainty of the cost of the move, and maybe even a job situation change that's a part of that. Well, what can happen? You might have some unexpected costs associated with selling your home. You don't get the price you thought. You had to put in more money. And the home that you're moving into, the price comes in higher, or interest rates have gone up. That's definitely, both of those have happened recently. Now, during this process, things can fall in a more favorable direction, or sometimes maybe in a not so favorable direction. By the way, I should mention, we work with many expatriate clients, and moving for them is not even that big of an issue. They're used to it. They have a good idea of how it's going to work out. So they don't feel necessarily like their finances are on hold. But for many people, this is a big one. Now, getting married is another huge transition. It can bring two households together, and maybe one partner was a planner and the other one wasn't. Maybe one was in very good financial condition and the other one not so much. Maybe all of the other aspects of their relationship are good, but they haven't figured out the finances together yet. They may not agree on things there yet. And they think to themselves, well, we'll work it out. We'll figure it out as we go. And maybe they will. Or maybe it'll always be kind of a pain point for them. May not be sure about spending habits. A lot to learn as they get into the relationship. But this can be a transition where it creates financial uncertainty. And of course, the other side of that is going through a separation or divorce. How will that work out? Maybe you have a good idea of what your financial future is going to be. You've already thought this through before the divorce. Can you protect your future? How much change will that have on that? And then if children are involved, and certainly going through something like this can be very difficult emotionally. And then you have the financial aspects of that, which can create more stress and financial uncertainty. A new job can be an important life change for sure. Sometimes in those cases, it's not really much of a financial change. If you have two income family and you're just getting a new job, then maybe there's no real change, no big change one way or the other. But for some people, a big change can occur if there's a big difference in the new salary. Maybe you can save more. If it's a lot less, maybe you can't save nearly as much. Now, for some, this is a real change in their life. They never expected to earn this kind of income before. It feels great. Not exactly sure what maybe to do with the money. For some, it's a step back. Maybe they're glad to be working, but they were at a much higher level of income, and it's going to change their long-term outlook and then their short-term savings and just how they spend their time going forward. Having children's another big life event, maybe losing one income by choice during this time. And of course, there's the cost of simply having children. Life will change. Not sure exactly how the costs are going to work out. May have an idea, may have done some research, talked to peers, colleagues. Conversely, what about when the children move out? Well, for some, this transitionary point could be in college, big financial costs, or not, depending upon how it works out, college or university. What about when they really move out? And it's just the parents or the parent that's left. It's another big transition point, getting used to, presumably, what would be lower costs in the household. And of course, there's the final one, and that's retirement. Well, maybe not the final one, but there's retirement. That's a huge life transition. This is what we help people plan for. For many, they have a very good idea of how it will unfold, how they want to spend their time. Others, nah, not really sure. We'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll go back to work. Not sure what my spending is going to be. I got to figure out how I'm going to spend my time. Am I going to be happy? So those are all considerations that may not force somebody, but may promote a big feeling of financial uncertainty during this period of time. Big transition. My point in talking about these is that in many of these cases or circumstances, as you're going through, they're just going to create uncertainty about your financial plan. And that's natural, not uncommon, not unusual in any way. You may not be going through it now. You may, but it may come up in the future. And you can think about all those times in your life unrelated to your finances where you felt uncertainty anyway by your personal circumstances, may not have known where you were going with personal relationships or professional opportunities. But when it comes to your finances, even during these times, you can still keep planning and keep moving forward, even as circumstances change.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.